Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, as always. I've never been anybody else. I pretend to be other people sometimes, but yeah, no, I'm pretty much always Jesse Steele. It's March 21st, and we don't have much news today, which is good. We went really long yesterday, so. Those beeps here in the background, that's actually emails coming through from Stuart Brown and for the community update in Mammoth. So, hey, why don't we just read that? This is breaking news, people. This hasn't even been posted to the website yet. Win amazing prizes while discovering a new summer of adventure at the Summer Recreation Expo, Tuesday, March 29th, from 5 to 7 at the Mammoth High School Gym. The Summer Recreation Expo is your one-stop shop for everything recreation in our community. Engage and learn more about programs, camps, leagues, events, trails, and more offered by our many recreation providers. You can see the link at... as soon as I post it to Eastern Sierra Now, you can get the link there. The town has completed a companion document to the 2019-2021 Mobility Hub Study, which is available for review on the town's website. The new document, titled Mobility Hub Study and Program, with parentheses, was completed by using the baseline data collected during the 19 through 21 Mobility Hub study, as well as information from the public outreach conducted in the summer fall of 21. The program is focused on the urban core of town and considers the unique mobility needs of Mammoth Lakes to identify mobility hub locations and amenities. The process to implement a mobility hub program and potential funding sources. Town Council directed staff to bring the Mobility Hub study and program back to Council April 6th to allow for adequate time for the public comments. Comments can be provided directly to Sandra Moberly or during the Council meeting on April 6th in Suite Z. Town is hiring. Town is currently recruiting for a number of entry-level skilled and professional positions, both temporary and full-time. For details, and please pass the information along to anyone you know, you can click on the link, which will be posted at Eastern Sierra Now. If you know anyone that's interested, please pass it on. These are all fantastic opportunities for anyone who wants to join the town team and serve our community. Positions include associate planner, full-time and year-round, assistant planner, full-time year-round, engineering intern, and that is temporary but full-time hours in summer months, parks maintenance worker, full-time year-round, parks and recreation summer temporary positions, those are temporary variety of hours depending on position, permit technician, full-time year-round, and public works maintenance worker, full-time year-round. View all the job descriptions online at the Mammoth Lakes Town website. Okay, just want to remind about the Northern Inyo Hospital District Healthy Lifestyle Talk, How to Prevent Colorectal Cancer. That is today at 5:30. So you're going to get this a little before 5, so that gives you just enough time to tune in. You can join the Northern Inyo Healthcare District for its next Healthy Lifestyle Talk today, 5:30. The topic is How to Prevent Colorectal Cancer with Dr. Robin Cromer-Tyler, NIHD's General Surgeon. NIHD's Healthy Lifestyle Talks are back at the Birch Street Annex for in-person viewings of these talks. However, NIHD will continue to stream the talks live via Zoom and YouTube for anyone who wants to join online. A graduate of University of Nevada School of Medicine in Reno, Dr. Cromer-Tyler completed her 5-year residency in general surgery at the University of Tennessee in 92. She is board certified and has recertified twice, last being in 2015 after practicing in a rural community of Lower Alabama. She moved to Bishop in 2007 to be closer to her family in Reno. Dr. Cromer-Tyler continues to expand her knowledge and skill, particularly in gallbladder and hernia surgeries that can be done robotically. This talk will also spotlight the NIHD surgery team, who will take you on a brief video tour of some of our facilities and operating rooms. Worldwide, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States, excluding skin cancers. Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed. Regular screenings beginning at age 45 is the key to preventing colorectal cancer. Those younger than 45 who have a family history or who think they may be at high risk should consult with their primary care provider. Colorectal polyps and colorectal cancer do not always cause symptoms, especially at first, which is why regular screening is so important. So, if you want to go in person, it's at the Birch Street Annex, 2957 Birch Street in Bishop. Space is limited and masks will be required. You can broadcast live. Check that out on YouTube and on Zoom. The link is at Eastern Sierra Now. So again, that's today at 5:30. So go check that out. Remember to get out there this weekend, Saturday, to bring your recyclables to Bishop High School parking lot, where you can help the choir kids head out to their choir competition, but they need to make some money to do that. So they're holding a recycling event where they will gladly take all your recyclables so they can exchange them for money to donate towards the school. They also will be holding a car wash in the near future and continue with the recycling. It looks like the car wash will be April 9th, but yeah, it's this weekend from 9 a.m. until noon. So head out there. Band director Ryan Mills will be in charge, and there'll be a bunch of kids to take all your recyclables for you. You can just pull up and let them do it. That's the best part about that kind of thing. So let's help those kids out. And let's head over to our favorite, Mammoth Lakes Tourism's Emily Bryant with Mammoth Lakes Tourism's 5 in 5.
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce hosted an events forum this week. Speakers walked event producers through the process of running a successful event. If you were unable to attend, we will have recordings available on Monday. Please reach out to Dakota at DSNIDER at visitmammoth.com for more information. 2. Mammoth Lakes Tourism partnered with Yosemite Mariposa and Visit California on a booth at the 2022 USA Travel Show in Denmark. As the largest travel show in Scandinavia, the event provides the Scandinavian travel trade and media a chance to learn more about destinations within the United States. Mammoth Lakes Tourism's goal was to have Mammoth Lakes included on all itineraries for Scandinavian travelers looking to road trip around the western United States. 3. Mammoth Lakes was recently highlighted in The Travel Magazine out of the UK in an article titled 18 Adventure Travel Experiences Around the World. The Travel Magazine has a circulation of approximately 175,000 and the article has an ad value of approximately $800. You can read the article online at thetravelmagazine.net. 4. The next virtual community coffee is scheduled for March 31st from 8 to 9 a.m. The topic this month is Here Comes Summer, and the conversation will center around summer stewardship and happenings. Mark your calendar and save the date. 5. Mammoth Lakes Tourism is working on its What's New press release for the summer. If you know of a new business or service coming to Mammoth Lakes this summer, please reach out to Laura Kaylor at LKAYLOR at visitmammoth.com. The press release is used for media pitching throughout the season. Looking for more information? Subscribe to our newsletter at visitmammoth.com/industry/tourism newsletter.
Mammoth Lakes.
Thank you for that, Emily, and all that you guys are doing up there. Thank you so much. So we are going to wrap up for the day, make this one a short one, and call that good. So thank you to all of our patrons. Thank you to all of our advertisers. Thank you to everybody that is helping make this happen. I probably won't be on tomorrow. I have to make a cannonball run to LA and back. So there's a good solid chance, unless I can figure this out on my phone, we will not be having a podcast tomorrow, but we will be back for sure Monday with all of the news from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from the Eastern Sierra. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you then.